One of the hardest things to do is to move out of a bad circumstance if we have become comfortable in that circumstance. That is, we are satisfied with the way things are, even if we're in a bad place. Materialism can do that for you. We feel as though we have need of nothing if we have the food that we need, the shelter we need, we have a good job, we have adequate money, our health is in good shape, and we feel we have need of nothing and we're comfortable, but we're living as unrepentant people. It's a very dangerous place, and it's hard to move out of that. Listen to the words that the Apostle John received from Jesus Christ to a church called Laodicea. It's found in Revelation, the 3rd chapter, in the 14th verse. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, "These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works. I know that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Because you say, 'I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing,' know you not that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked? I advise you to buy of me gold tested in the fire, that you may be rich, and white raiment, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness does not appear, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see." You see, being comfortable in our life does not mean that we have the grace of God in our life. And that faith that we may have, that is mere said faith, and yet we do not apply that faith in our life and walk as disciples of Jesus Christ, Jesus has some advice for us. Receive of Christ the grace that you need, that you may be rich, and forgiveness of sins, that you may have a white raiment, and the mercy of God, so that the shame of our sins may be covered, and that our eyes may be open, that we may see God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, keep my eyes open, I pray. I pray that you would not let me become complacent and comfortable, that I may always strive to follow you with a pure and undivided heart. O God, I pray that your grace would be upon me, for I am a sinner, and my only hope is in you. I cast my whole life upon you, O Lord, and no matter whether I have money or I don't have money, or I have health or I don't have health, in whatever situation I am in, that you are first in my life. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.